Friends, now we will discuss about the merger and acquisition in Indian startup ecosystem. Because startup is gaining importance nowadays in India. Now, this startup is also likely to be taken over or likely to be invested into it by the foreign company or local or digital local Indian companies. Okay, so to understand if any startup is merged with or it is acquired by any company, maybe domestically or maybe from abroad, what are the fundamentals, rules, regulations, then compliance, etc., to be observed. Our motive and objective to discuss this chapter consists of why merger and acquisition is a strategic exit in Indian startup. It is a strategic exit, I can say. How this private equity and venture capital funds drive the consolidation and exist in India, apply the appropriate method to value and software data, navigate India-specific rules, design due diligence work stream. Therefore, our focus of discussion will be revolving around the points such as strategic exits through merger and acquisition, role of private equity and venture capital, valuation of intellectual property, software and technology assets, IPO as an exit route, regulatory landscape that determines the deal design, system technology due diligence, people, ESOPs and founder-centric consideration, risk register for startup merger and acquisition, deal structuring playbook, due diligence checklist and post-merger integration, that is PMI. These are some of the points briefly, along with the examples. Example I will not go through, that you have to go through from the textbook or from this PowerPoint presentation, but I will only relate to that particular example. Details you can very well have working or study at home. So to start with, the Indian startup ecosystem has emerged as one of the most dynamic and influential drivers of economic growth, innovation and employment in the past decades. This growth has been fueled by the confluence factors such as availability of the venture capital, government support through the initiatives like Startup India, digital infrastructure and young and entrepreneurial workforce. While the initial public offer remains the traditional pathway for the value realization, the volatility of Indian capital market and relatively nascent nature of domestic listing opportunities have often been limited to this route. Therefore, merger and acquisition have become an increasingly important mechanism for growth consolidation and exit in the Indian startup ecosystem. Now, strategic exit through the merger and acquisition. How the startup exits through the merger and acquisition. That is called a strategic exit. Nature of a strategic exit consists of either full acquisition or acqui-hire. Acquirer may hire, or partial stake sale or strategic investment in acquirer takes in a significant but not controlling state. Then assets or IP sale. Startups may monetize the patent, algorithms or data set through the asset transfer. And reverse merger or consolidation, that is, smaller startups may merge with the peers or the larger entity to create an economies of the scale. Now, drivers of merger and acquisition. What are the drivers of merger and acquisition exit in Indian startup? Number one, investor liquidity needs. Investor, when it needs the liquidity, then the venture capital and private equity funds operate under infinite fund cycle, 8 to 12 years. Then investor may venture out. Then market consolidation also prompt for exit. Highly competitive sectors like quick commerce, that is e-commerce, edtech, and the fintech, they witnesses the consolidation. Technology acquisition. Indian corporates and unicorn often acquire startups to fast-track entry into emerging technology. Regulatory entry barriers. Acquiring startup that already possesses the necessary approval allows the acquirer to bypass the complex regulatory entry processing. Then consumer-based distribution. Strategic acquisition grants the access to established under the base platform. There is an illustrative example like Zomato and Blinkit. Zomato and Blinkit. This example pertains to that. Second one is Flipkart and Myantra. Okay, then these examples you can very well refer as your additional study. Regulatory policy influences. This, under the regulatory policy, strategic exits are closely shaped by India's regulatory framework out under the Companies Act 2013 permits multiple mode of acquisition. Then Competition Amendment Act 2023 introduced deal value threshold, ensuring that high value acquisitions of the low revenue startups are reviewed by the Competition Commission. Digital Personal Data Protection, DPAP Act, that makes the compliance with the data privacy and consent management essential. So these are some of the policy or regulations makes the merger and acquisition of the startups. Now, role of private equity and venture capital. Distinction between private equity and venture capital. Well, first is a venture capital. Venture capital focuses on early stage and growth stage startup. High risk, high return orientation, and provide not just capital, but also mentorship, network, and strategic guidance. Right? Under private equity, it targets more mature and later stage companies with established revenue streams. These investments are typically larger and structured, and it involves the active board participation. Contribution of private equity and venture capital in startup ecosystem. There will be a capital infusion. There will be a governance and compliance, which strengthens the corporate governance through the board oversight, adherence to the SEBI and RBI norms. Exit pathway is facilitates the exit for founders and early investors via IPO, secondary sale, or merger and acquisition transaction. It is a catalyst for innovation, that is, encourage the experimentation in areas such as artificial intelligence, clean tech, health tech, SaaS, and the fintech, enabling India to leapfrog in emerging sectors. Third, PE and VC, private equity and venture capital funding trends in India in 2021-24 has shifted towards the profitability. Number two, domestic capital pooling happened where the India has seen the rise in sovereign wealth funds. Then sector priority consists of fintech and digital payments. EdTech, that is education related technology through the slowed post-pandemic. Then electric vehicles and green tech aligned with the India's net zero goals. Healthcare and life sciences boosted by the pandemic experience. SaaS and AI driven enterprises, export oriented global competitiveness. Regulatory and policy landscape consists of SEBI regulations, AIF, that is alternative investment funds. FDI and FEMA consist of FDI under automatic route, has facilitated the foreign venture capital and private equity inflow into most sectors, right? Then taxation consists of recent reform aims to prevent the double taxation of offshore investor and simplify capital gain taxation. Competition law also deal value threshold under CCI ensures the acquisition of the low revenue but high value startups funded by venture capital and per equity are scrutinized for competitive anti-competitive risk. Here, cases narrated, three cases are narrated. One is a Flipkart Walmart, second one is a PTM IPO and Yoyo Rooms. These are some of the cases I have narrated under this. Now, third one, valuation IP. Valuation IP, software technology and software technology and assets, India focus. Unlike the traditional business where tangible assets such as land, plant and machinery dominates the balance sheet, startups derive most of their worth from intangible asset such as patent, trademark, copyrights and proprietary code or customer data and bond equity. Consequently, the valuation of these assets is a critical aspect of merger and acquisition in the sector. The importance of valuing intangible in startup, because it gives the deal pricing and negotiation. It gives investors exit. Venture capital and private equity funds seek to realize their value from the startup as a proprietary innovations. Then regulatory compliance under the Income Tax Act. Then cross-border structuring, that is outbound for the outbound or inbound acquisitions, requires compliance with the Foreign Exchange Management Act. Common valuation approaches in India, that is Indian practice follows the global methodologies but often adopts them as a local regulatory and commercial context. Cost approach is seen, that is based on the historical cost of creating the IP or technology. Market approach is it compares the target's IP or technology with the similar transactions. Income approach, that is DCF based method, the income is calculated. Relief from the royalty method, that is frequently applied for brand, patent and software valuation. Now, regulatory and legal dimension in India. Regulatory and legal dimension under this IT is Companies Act, FEMA and RBI, intellectual property, data protection. Challenges in the Indian context consist of uncertainty of the future cash flow, difficulty in benchmarking, regulatory scrutiny, etc. Then evolving the legal landscape. Introduction of the deal value threshold under Competition Amendment 2023 Act requires more defensible valuation modes for high value startup acquisition, cross-border complexities, etc. Now, IPO as an exit rate. Now, we'll see IPO, initial public offer, as an exit route for the startups. So, IPO represent one of the most prominent exit route for startups and their investors alongside the mergers and acquisition. An IPO is a privately held company offers its shares to the public for the first time, thereby gaining access to the capital market, enhancing corporate visibility and providing the liquidity to early investors. For the Indian startup ecosystem, IPO serves not only as a mechanism for investor to exit, but also as a means for legitimizing the business models, attracting the global investors and aligning the corporate governance. Relevance of IPO in Indian startup ecosystem. IPO provides liquidity to investor, brand visibility, create credibility, access to the capital expansion, currency for merger and acquisition. IPO exists in India is governed by the SEBI issue of the capital and disclosure requirement regulation 2018. It consists of for startup. Two routes are particularly relevant. One is a main board IPO for companies with adequate size, profitability, and market reputation. And second one is Innovators Growth Platform, that is IGP, as a special platform launched by the SEBI. Recent example consists of Zomato, Nykaa, and Paytm. You can very well refer it to for a better understanding of this concept. Risk and challenges consist of market volatility, profitability pressure, regulatory compliance, and the lock-in liquidity risk. Now we'll see the regulatory landscape that determines the deal design. Regulatory landscape. The key regulatory framework influencing the deal design consists of Companies Act 2013, which governs the incorporation, shareholding structure, merger, amalgamation, and corporate governance. Foreign Exchange Management Act came into existence for the FEMA, which governs the cross-border capital flow and critical for startup deal involving the foreign investor. Pricing guidelines consist of sectoral caps, round-tripping restrictions. Securities and Exchange Board of India regulations consist of SEBI substantial acquisition of the shares and takeover, that is SAST, SEBI issue of capital and disclosure requirement, ICDR, then SEBI listing, that is LODR, and Innovators Growth Funds, that is IGP. Competition Act 2002, regulated by Competition Commission of India, requires merger control filing for transaction that crosses the prescribed threshold in terms of assets turnover. Income Tax Act, capital gain tax. Under Income Tax Act, there will be a capital gain tax on the transfer of shares is a key determinant of the deal structuring. Then indirect transfer provision is applying for offshore transactions involving Indian assets. Tax neutrality of the merger and demerger, as well as it depends on the compliance with the specific condition. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, that is IBC 2016, provides a framework for acquisition of distressed startup and the companies through the resolution plan. Now, the system, technology, and due diligence. Systems, technology, due diligence. What acquirer must check? In startup, what is required to be checked? Mergers and acquisition, technology and system from a backbone, value creation. As far as system and technology due diligence is concerned, what is required must be checked. One is a key component of the system and technology. Technology diligence in India startup, merger and acquisition. One they have to check is a software architecture and its scalability. Second, cybersecurity and data protection. Third one, intellectual property and ownership. Now, cloud infrastructure and vendor dependency, technology team and human capital, regulatory and sectoral compliance, then integration readiness, then risk of inadequate technical diligence. What is the risk in inadequate technical diligence? Risk is regulatory penalty for the data protection value violation. Up to 250 crores fine. Then loss of customer trust due to cybersecurity breaches. This is risk. Then escalating cost for the re-architecting or mitigating the legacy system post-acquisition. Then valuation erosion is also another risk, which is if it is critical, IP ownership is disputed, compromised. Then best practices in Indian context consist of acquirer increasingly appoint the specialized technology diligence firms alongside financial and legal advisors. Use of AI-driven due diligence, conduct red team cybersecurity test before the deal closure, and in cross-border deals, ensure the compliance with data localization mandate and RBI norm for payment data storage. People, ESOPs, and founder-centric consideration. In startup, merger and acquisition transactions, people and leadership often drive as much as value for the technology or market positioning. Indian startups are highly founder-driven. Therefore, there will be consideration from employee stock option plan, ESOP. Therefore, acquirer must carefully assess the human capital risk. ESOP structures. Then second, founder-centric dependency consists of vision execution risk and customer-investor relationship. Key personal risk. The best practice is structured earnout arrangement. Founder stays for 2 to 3 years post-acquisition while milestone-linked payouts. The non-complete, non-compete and non-solicitation clauses. These prevents the founders from starting the rival ventures. Then ESOP structure in Indian startup. ESOP structure employs stock option are widely used in India to attract the to retain the talent in cash constraints startups. Then vesting the schedules and accelerators. Schedulers and accelerated vesting. Acquirer must examine whether the acquisition triggers the accelerated vesting of unvested options, which could be cause sudden dilution. ESOP buyback or swap. Buyback means the employee received the cash for their vested option at deal closure. And swap means employee ESOPs are converted into the acquirer's stock, aligning to the long-term interest. Then unvested options consist of typically cancelled or unstructured into a new grant post-acquisition. Taxation on ESOP consists of ESOP in India are taxed as per the perquisites at the time of exercising. Then retention of the key employee. Golden handcuff. Retention of the bonuses. Retention bonuses. Deferred compensation. Or stock-linked incentive to ensure the continuity. Then transition agreement, special contract for the senior engineers. Then cultural alignment, addressing the cultural gap between the startup, agile to environment, and the corporate acquirer structure process. Investor and the board dynamics. Liquidation preference. Existing private equity or venture capital investors may have the preferential right on exit process, which impacts on much founders and the employees receives. Then drag along rights is there, which consists of investor may force the minority shareholders to sell in a deal, sometimes creating the friction. Then alignment incentive. Deal structures must ensure that the founders and the employees remain motivated post-transaction rather than feeling the sideline. Now, regulatory consideration. SEBI regulations on ESOP. FEMA compliance when the ESOPs are extended. Then risk of ignoring the people and ESOP issues. There will be risk of talent exodus post-acquisition due to unclear incentives. Founder disengagement leading to stalled integration, employees litigation over ESOP buyouts, and cultural misalignment causing reduced productivity and morale. Then risk register for startup in merger and acquisition in India. This risk register consists of the for acquirers, investors, and founders, such as a framework is essential to ensure that the value is preserved and that is post-deal integration is successful. So these key registers forming the part of following element like key risk categories, which consist of regulatory compliance risk, technology intellectual property risk, financial risk, people cultural risk, then operational risk, market competitive risk, then reputational risk, right? Now, here is a tabular form of the risk register framework for startup. You may refer it under various risk category. What are the potential risk event under startup? Then its impact on it and then its likelihood and mitigation strategy. It's a thoroughly, it is tabulated for the regulatory, from regulatory and compliance point of view. Technology point of view, financial, people ESOP, operational, marketing and reputational point of view. All the potential risks are jotted down here. Its impact, high, low, or medium, that is mentioned here. And the mitigation strategy is also provided in the last column that you may please look into and study it. Now, we'll look into the deal structuring. Deal structuring playbook. Deal structuring playbook. Now, deal structuring is heart of successful merger and acquisition transaction, especially where the challenges of the valuation and regulatory compliance, founder retention, and cross-border flow come together. The deal structuring playbook serves as a guiding framework to align the commercial objectives, legal requirement, and risk allocation between the buyer and seller. For Indian startups, structuring is not merely about the transaction mechanics, but also about navigating the unique policy environment, the foreign exchange control, and cultural consideration. Now, these playbooks consist of core principles of deal structuring in India, consist of regulatory alignment, valuation flexibility, and risk allocation, founder and talent retention, as well as flexibility to exit. The common deal structure in Indian startup of merger and acquisition consists of share purchase agreement, that is SPA, and the asset purchase agreement, that is acquisition of specific assets, and merger and amalgamation under the Companies Act 2013, earn-out deferred consideration, which includes the EBDTA, DAU, or MAU, or need to have the clear contractual terms to avoid the dispute, such as considering the hybrid models. Hybrid models is a mix of cash, stock, and performance-based payouts. Then practical playbook steps consist of pre-deal phase, it consists of due diligence, valuation benchmarking, and risk register creation. Then deal negotiation phase, that is second phase. Select the structure, then drafting a definitive agreements and allocation of the risk. Then execution phase comes third, where you have to obtain the approval from RBI, SEBI, CCI, NCLT if it is a merger, and shareholders, board resolution, stamping and registration of agreement. And post-deal integration is very important, as the talent integration and ESOP transition, system and process integration, and monitoring of earn-out preference. Now, due diligence checklist for the startup specific. Due diligence checkup, we have seen the due diligence, but startup specific checklist is provided here. Due diligence, separate chapter we have discussed. But as far as startup is concerned, what could be checked or checklist for the due diligence is, that is, number one is a corporate and legal due diligence. If corporate, under corporate and legal due diligence, what you have to check, that is incorporation documents, shareholding structure, then board resolution, then board and shareholders agreement, then regulatory approvals, litigation check, and competition law check. Under the financial and tax diligence, what you have to check, accounting record, cash flow sustainability, tax compliance, then angel tax position, and debt obligations. Third, under intellectual property, IP technology due diligence consists of IP ownership, then open source software, then software is code quality, then technology stack, then data access and cybersecurity postures. Fourth is the people and HR due diligence. Under this, what you have to check as a due diligence checklist, these founder agreement, key management contract, ESOP plan review, employment law compliance, and attrition analysis. Fifth one is a commercial and business due diligence for a startup. The checklist consists of customer connection, concentration, vendor contract, unit economies, then scalability and the growth projections. And next one will be the strategic partnership. Sixth will be the compliance and the regulatory due diligence. under the checklist for the startup, it will be the FEMA, FDI compliance, SEBI regulation compliance, then sectoral regulation compliance, then data protection compliance, and environmental, social and governance compliance. Risk, the red flag checklist consists of overstated GMV or user metrics common in marketplace, pending IP dispute, ESOP mismanagement, over-reliance on the convertible infrastructure, regulatory and non-compliance fintech, and hidden contingent liabilities. Now, post-merger integration, that is PMI for the startups. Now, post-merger integration. Post-merger integration, what happens? This refers to the process of combining the two organizations after an acquisition or merger to achieve the strategic, operational, and financial synergies. For startup, post-merger integration is not just a cost efficiency exercise. It determines whether the entrepreneurial energy, talent, innovation survives within the larger ecosystem. So the startup integrations are often more delicate than the traditional merger and acquisition, because startups thrive in agility and informal culture. Founders are central to vision, strategy, and investor trust. Talent retention and motivations are vital assets. System and compliance and the governance frameworks are often immaturate. Then objective of post-merger integration in startup consists of, objective will be preserve the entrepreneurial spirit, retain the key talent, integrate the technology platform, ensure the customer and vendor continuity, and harmonize the governance and compliance with Indian regulatory norms. Unique challenge faced by the post-merger integration of the startup consists of founders' exit or retention risk, then cultural clash, informal startup culture versus structured corporate process, then technology integration, then employee motivational, valuation-driven attention, and regulatory bottlenecks. Now, phases of post-merger integration in startup consist of pre-closure planning, pre-closing planning by identifying integration blueprint, prepare 100 days post-monitoring integration plan, then map the key dependencies and address ESOP conversion and rollover in the deal structure. Now, day one readiness should consist of announces the deal with a clear communication strategy, founder management, and IT and cybersecurity quick checks to avoid the breaches and data leakages. 100-day execution consists of technology integration, cultural onboarding, compliance alignment, and customer reassurance. Long-term synergy realization consists of the continuous monitoring of unit economics, then founder succession planning or integration into the corporate leadership role, and environmental, social, governance, sustainability, disclosure if patent company is listed. Post-merger integration model for the startup consists of full integration, subsidiary model, hybrid model, and acqui-hire. Best practices in Indian startup PMI is post-merger implementation is retention intensive incentives, then tech due diligence, technology due diligence, cultural sensitivity, regulatory early action, customer-centric transactions, and digital tools. Red flag in startup post-merger integration is founder disregardment post-acquisition, then employee attrition, disruption in customer service due to the system migration, hidden compliance gap surfacing the post-merger, misalignment for the long-term vision between acquirer and a startup team. Cases inside here given are Zomato Blinkit, then Baiju's Akash, and the PhonePe Indus OS. This you can very well refer for your extra study. Thank you very much for this understanding this chapter on the startup merger and acquisition. Thank you very much.